NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. One person is dead and eight people are hurt after an explosion sparked an apartment fire and led to the building partially collapsing in the Bronx. Police say two women were found outside the building, and one of those women, identified as Martha Dagbasta, later died. A third civilian was found inside the burning building, while five police officers were also treated for smoke inhalation. The blast was initially thought to be gas-related, but utility officials told WNBC it had no indication gas was involved. You can now order your four free at-home COVID tests. Jack Cronin has the latest.
The government's covidtests.gov website is now active a day earlier than previously announced. Every address in the country is now eligible to receive four free tests in the mail 7 to 12 days after they're ordered, and no other information is needed. Again, the website is covidtests.gov.
Jack Cronin reporting. Rudy Giuliani is among the latest round of people the committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack want to hear from. On Tuesday, the committee issued a subpoena for Giuliani, two other lawyers, as well as a former Trump campaign advisor. Committee Chair Benny Thompson said the group advanced unsupported theories about election fraud, pushed efforts to overturn the election results, or were in direct contact with the former president about attempts to stop the counting of electoral votes. The British man killed by law enforcement after a standoff at a Dallas area synagogue was not on any U.S. terrorism watch list.
And the U.S. government did not have any derogatory information about the individual in our systems at the time of entry.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters Malik Akram was checked against databases multiple times. The CDC is placing almost two dozen countries on its high-risk travel category. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.